Oh, goody. It's time for what's going on out there, Ruth. So, and I will just tell everybody that when I went to find Ruth to find out what was going on out there, Ruth was nowhere to be found, except that we knew that she was out because there was so much going on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was gone a long, long time on Sunday.
Enough,
my husband
enough
lost
that
track
you're,
of me.
And yes. Exactly. Enough that your husband had to use extraordinary measures to find out that, oh, yeah, she went from this to this to this to this to this.
Right. So,
in our quiet little corner.
Quiet little corner. Nothing ever happens here. So let's just start off with, the election. We have four contested top seats in the region, which is very odd. So Canaan, Cornwall, Kent, and Falls Village all have contested races at the top. So
so we will be interested
we will
in the
be giving you the results as they come in. And as we mentioned, there's so much going on with voter indiscretions, shall we say,
diplomatic.
In Bridgeport. There was a video showing them stuffing the ballot box.
Yes, and it was so clear that it wasn't an adulterated video,
mm-hmm.
but that it had. And what I found striking was because people just like to say, always reminds me of the kid with the red lifesavers that doesn't know, right?
Mm-hmm.
They took the lifesavers, they ate the lifesavers, their face and nose bright red, but they have no idea what happened to the lifesavers. I go,
right.
I don't know. and so it ended up in court. And I was struck because I have to say that with all due deference, this was covered not at all well until I found out 2 days later that the judge had essentially said, this is so egregious
mm-hmm.
that you've got one or two choices. It is impossible to rule on this, so you got one or two choices. It was the Democratic mayoral candidate.
Correct.
Primary, and so the upshot is that depending on who wins tomorrow, there will be a primary afterwards if the other guy doesn't win. And it was funny because the way that it was reported, what wasn't swept under the El Ruggo. The way that it was reported is how ridiculous to have a primary after the
after
vote.
An election.
Yeah, but again,
are we not living in strange times?
We are not only are we living in strange times. It's just look, I always, and this is my view, but I always hark back to American Idol, where people were encouraged to vote as many times as they wanted,
mm-hmm.
which I always thought was just insane. And along the way, just as certain things have been deadened, just along the way, because it becomes, hey, if you can vote seven times, what's the difference? What's the problem?
Yeah.
You want to vote for your person.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You start losing sense of how this actually works.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. And I've just, for it to end up in court when something that obvious happened is pretty interesting.
Very.
So.
Very. Well, Bridgeport has had a interesting history.
That is true. and anyone who is interested can find out what that interesting history is. But again, that's the other thing. People are just, I marvel at the decided, it's almost like people have become less and less curious with every passing tick of the clock.
Yep.
And I find that also very, let's call it interesting, to go with the interesting history. Like why didn't you find out what's going on, folks? Mm. Anyhow, and
don't cloud me with the facts.
Oh yeah, please.
Okay, back up to the northwest corner. We have the appeal is being questioned for the hospital decision to close the labor and delivery unit. So New Vance filed this appeal with State Office of Health Strategy, and there's a 59-page document in which they outline all the reasons for doing so. New Vance will be presenting oral arguments on Wednesday.
The 7th, 8th?
8th, November 8th.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then how long before it's adjudicated?
Have no idea.
Okay.
I mean, we never know. You know, we thought we'd have a decision way earlier than we did on the original application, and it took forever. So nobody can estimate. But all eyes will be on that. It's very interesting. As we go with the interesting,
and one of my favorite words, actually, in terms of if you are pitching a show, or if you were pitching a show back in the day, somebody, you know, some wag said, and it happened to be true, is interesting is a fancy way of saying dead. You know, it's like no, it's not happening. Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm,
basically,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got to come back with something else.
Read behind the lines.
Yeah.
Okay, this weekend, as you mentioned, busy time, started off Saturday with the Calico Fair put on by the church, the Congregational Church in Canaan. Actually, it's called the North Canaan Congregational Church. And it's the start of the holiday season with all the baskets. But part of it is there's the Salisbury Rotary Club does a cupcake challenge, and that's always fun to watch the judges. The poor judges have such a terrible task to judge all the cupcakes that came in, and Jacqueline Brown was the winner with her peanut butter cupcake, and all this money is raised to for the Salisbury Rotary to do its community service things. That's a fun
and event. Do you get to taste the cupcake afterwards, or do the judges eat it all?
No, they have many.
Little teeny
of them,
cupcake.
And you can buy them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so the judges taste them each, you know, one, and then the rest are to be purchased. And we have very, very
talented
good cooks around,
yeah.
And bakers.
Yeah,
yep.
Although, it's like, I can't imagine, like, the idea of coming in, you know, consolation judgery, you know, some's good, some isn't.
Mm-hmm.
And so having 3,000 cupcakes that really didn't make the cut. I mean, but I guess whatever.
Yeah.
That's what's left over. Anyway.
Yeah. And then on to, from there, the Cannonball Run, which was held in Falls Village later that day on Saturday. That is in for the Ed McGuire Memorial.
Right.
It's in honor or in memory of Ed McGuire, who was a longtime fire chief and very beloved. And his family started this Cannonball Run to raise money for the fire department. This was the 23rd year, and it was a beautiful day, so lots of runners were out. And they announced that next year will be the 100th anniversary of the fire department, so they're hoping to have 100 racers, and they're going to have all sorts of different events throughout the year, culminating with the run next November. The winner was a young man from Wallingford who broke the course record doing it. It's a 5K, and he did it in a little over 16 minutes.
Well, good
I mean,
for
I
him.
Could barely walk to the end of the block at that time.
We're right after the New York Marathon, where a new record was set. From.
Oh, was it?
Yep.
Yes. So it was a runner's weekend.
Yep.
On Friday night, we had the Kent public hearing on three items. It was a very quiet one. It was over in 15 minutes. Not very many people showed up. They are going to be asked to vote on November 17th on those three items at a town meeting. It's to accept a gift of a little piece of a roadway from the Lloyd Albin estate. They're going to be asked to approve a tax abatement upgrade for the fire department personnel and to put in a citation ordinance for inland wetlands violations. So I don't expect it to be very controversial, but it will be the last of the meetings of the current board. It's 2 weeks after the election they take office, so that current board will still be in office on the 17th, but that will be probably their last hurrah.
I was educated, and I found out that in New York you don't take till after the first of the year.
Yeah, it's all, well, in Falls Village, it's the next day, so it's all over
right.
the place.
I'm better for the next. I mean, personally, having nothing to do with being Falls Village-er, I just think it's like, all right, you know, you're out, you're out.
Mm.
I don't mean that in a cold way. It's just that.
Yeah, I mean,
it's sort
how
of
they
like
do it.
The
no.
automatic assumption that everything is like, oh, I don't like the answer. I'll just appeal it. Why don't you annoy me? That again, my view, having nothing to do, we'll do disclaimers. It's not Ruth's view; it's Jill's view.
That's correct.
Okay.
And yesterday was a wonderful day at the high school. We had the Wall of Honor ceremony, in which the Alumni Association does every other year, in alternating with the Athletic Hall of Fame. And at the Wall of Honor, 10 people were recognized for their contributions to their communities, their jobs, their accomplishments, and it was heartwarming. It's amazing what graduates of this small high school go on to do. There are educators, there were political people, there was a naval intelligence officer, there's engineers, and then there were people who just helped on a community level. Hopefully people will be able to watch that on the Housatonic's Alumni Association's website. But just very, very heartwarming and a real tribute to Housatonic and what it does for its kids.
That's great.
Yeah,
and you know, and hopefully there will be some reminding of how to get there, how to watch it.
Yeah.
So along the way.
Yeah. Well, there's the Housatonic Alumni Association.org, I think it is.
All
but
right.
You could just Google Housatonic Alumni Association, and it all comes up. It's
perfect.
Terrific.
Okay.
Then after that, yesterday there was a very interesting panel discussion put on by the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon over at Troutbeck in Amenia on food insecurity. Was really, of course, staggering statistics about how many people in this country go hungry.
And also forgetting the diplomacy aspect of the show, which is Ruth's department, I'm going to throw in that the statistics are galling. I mean, they're astonishing and they are galling. And then there's also an assumption out there, which I just find distressing, that so that's okay. We'll just deal with it by giving people stuff that in a million years they shouldn't eat.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's our leftovers.
Yeah.
And that is where, I mean, presumably that was touched upon, but this is where people kind of fall down on their responsibility as fellow human beings. It's like, no, don't eat that. No, you got to find good stuff.
Yeah, well, this is where they had several farmers there talking about how they're helping with their fresh produce. I mean, all these programs now that we're not just putting cans of sodium on the shelves at food banks and food pantries, but giving people the option to choose healthy foods, and the farmers are so willing and able to do, well, willing to do this, not always financially able, but...
Where support, again, my view, but just when big picture, that's where support should go, because
mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, well, you can have the bottom shelf stuff or you can have the good stuff.
Right.
And then the assumption that, you know, well, I can't afford the good stuff, so I'll just take that. That's
mm-hmm.
what we're used to. Because you're not going to create health, forget security. You're not going to create health and wellness if you don't start eating. I had to have this conversation with somebody who doesn't even qualify today, just, you know, because she's having some physical issues.
Mm-hmm.
And she just needs to stop eating, drinking one particular thing. Not booze. It's just something that's so prevalent and so available, and it's got so much not good stuff in it.
Yeah.
And the truly frustrating bit is you walk into any Extra Mart, Mini Mart, you know, Food Mart, and that's what's there in front of you.
Yeah.
So you're already training people that this is what they want.
Well, and it's also the cost. I mean,
yeah.
If a family can't afford it, they go to the cheaper items.
They have to.
But those are not healthy.
Right.
So This was a really good conversation, and it will continue. This is called the Hotchkiss Library has a new volunteer group called the Guild, and they were responsible for putting this on. As I said, they had several people from New York State and somebody from the Food Hub in Connecticut, and just talking about all the different programs and the needs of. And this will certainly be an ongoing discussion.
And maybe next time they can get someone from Massachusetts, too. Because one of the only reason I'm saying that is I learned a long time ago that the tri-state, that this is tri-state area.
Yeah.
And, of course, where I came from, it was tri-state. It was New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut.
Right.
And so I was like, huh? What? And then I looked at a map, and, you know, it's actually as quick for me in Falls Village to get to Massachusetts as it is to get to New York.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely.
More minutes.
So,
2 minutes, Mr. Whiteside.
We have a sidewalk project going on in Salisbury. They're connecting now, hopefully, the village of Lakeville to Salisbury. So it's starting, this is phase two. The project goes from Lincoln City Road, where Salisbury Central is, down to the firehouse. And you can see, if you go through town, the work going on. And it's all through a connectivity grant through the state that the town got. And it's to just increase pedestrian accessibility through the two towns. And this phase three will be somewhere around the White Hart, making Sarum Village walkable, which is terrific. So we'll stay tuned and see that.
So is that going to muck up traffic, or are we just...
They're pretty good about that. I'm sure there'll be a few detours or you know, stoppages, but
In West Cornwall? Or Cornwall? Whatever happened with the road in Cornwall? Is that...
That meeting was Friday night about the retaining wall, and could not make it.
I
should have followed up before I spoke with you, but I would assume it passed. It was a $500,000 appropriation to fix that bridge and close off the road to do so.
And more practically, just down the line, just trying to find out whether or not people are going to have to alter their route.
I should have done that, and just I'm bogged down, as you can tell.
Busy.
And just a note here that the Great Mountain Forest is going to be closed from November 15th to December 6th to allow for the maintenance of deer herds, so maintaining the populations to benefit their health.
So that's a fancy way of saying...
We're going to maintain the population, yes. And so the forest will be open to recreation on Sundays those next 3 weeks, but closed for during the week, so... just beware. Okay, looking ahead, we have on Monday night two meetings, Salisbury Board of Selectmen and Region 1, and then coming up next week, Veterans Day. So we have several veterans programs at the schools, which is always really nice. The veterans are invited to speak with the kids, and the kids honor them. So we have one at 9 o'clock on Wednesday at Sharon Center, and one at 2 o'clock on Thursday at Salisbury Central.
And what people do need to be aware of, I'm not sure if it's a bank holiday on Friday, but certainly schools are out on Friday because that's the holiday for Veterans Day.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, I believe that the banks are closed on Saturday. If they're open, that's the actual. But school-wise.
Yeah, school's closed on Friday.
Yeah.
So, yes, that is to be remembered. But and I'm sure there are other veterans programs going on. These are the ones that I've been made aware of. I know there will be something in Kent. They do meet at the Veterans Memorial, but I believe that's on the day. I think they do it on.
I would think so.
Yeah. So busy, busy times.
Busy, busy times, and people say nothing's happening. But we know better, and this has been yet another episode of What's Going On Out There, Ruth. And thank you so much.
Thank you.